She started digging in another spot near the fence. She dug and dug. Then a mole appeared, blinking in the sunlight.
"What are you doing in my bedroom?" he grumbled.
"I'm digging the biggest hole on Earth," she said.
"What on Earth for?" asked the mole.
"I want to go to the South Pole," said Rosalind,
"to meet a penguin or two."
"Listen," said the mole, "I dig holes all the time, small ones, big ones. I'm a hole specialist, and I can tell you there are no penguins down there."
That's because he hasn't dug the biggest hole on Earth, thought Rosalind.
"You woke me up," added the mole. "Now I'm in a bad mood."
"I'm dreadfully sorry," said Rosalind. "I'll dig somewhere else."
"Penguins," muttered the mole. "What next? Elephants?"
He burrowed back into his sandy bed. In a moment, he was snoring. Rosalind sighed. This was not going to be easy. The Princess and the Magic Locket, written by Nick Ellsworth, illustrated by Veronica Vasilenko. It was Princess Crystal's birthday. Her father, the king, had invited everyone to a party at the palace. The king gave Princess Crystal a very special present, a beautiful locket. "This is a magical locket," the king told Princess Crystal, "but it will only work if you say the magic rhyme. Magical locket, please listen well. Help my friend with a kindly spell." No one noticed the wicked witch peeking through the window. When she saw the magic locket, the witch wanted it for herself. The next day, Princess Crystal went riding on her favorite horse. She didn't see the witch hiding behind a tree. As Princess Crystal trotted by, the wicked witch cast her evil spell.
"Frogs and toads and bats, of course. Throw the princess off her horse."
Princess Crystal's horse reared up and threw her to the ground. As quick as a flash, the wicked witch took the locket from around Princess Crystal's neck.
"Now the locket's mine!"
she cackled and hurried away.